Hi, it's Dave. So this morning we got big news that Elon Musk has taken a 9.2% stake in Twitter by purchasing over 73 million shares. So let's take a look at the news. So Elon Musk has filed a 13G filing this morning, and here are the highlights of the filing. First, he's required to do this filing because his stake is over 5% of the company. He purchased 73,486,000 Twitter shares. I'm assuming this was purchased on the open market. This equals to about 9.2% of outstanding shares for Twitter. And this filing was filed today, April 4th, but the date of event which requires filing of the statement is actually March 14th, 2022. This means that Elon Musk actually purchased his stake prior to March 14th. Last month. All right, further, we don't know Elon Musk's exact current Twitter holdings because he could have sold since then, maybe even today or this morning, and we wouldn't find out until later. But I think we can assume that he is still holding, right, 9.2% or that general vicinity of Twitter stock since March 14th, 2022. All right, so some questions. Why did Elon buy 9.2% of Twitter? What's Elon's strategies and goals? What are his chances of success? And then will it be a distraction or will it be a worthwhile pursuit? All right, so Elon Musk, his 9.2% stake in Twitter makes him actually the largest shareholder of Twitter. And now he can approach other Twitter shareholders as the largest stakeholder, build a coalition and try to enact change. You have Vanguard at 8.8%, Morgan Stanley at 8.676%, and BlackRock at about 6.5% at the end of last year. So yeah, Elon is definitely now the largest Twitter shareholder. All right, so here's some context of why Elon is doing what he's doing. So on December 1st, Elon made this tweet and he compared actually Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal to Stalin, kind of forcing out or disposing of Jack Dorsey. It's not a very fond tweet of Twitter CEO. March 24th, Elon tweeted and he asked if Twitter algorithms should be open source. And he's implying that the Twitter algorithm is not transparent, but it should be transparent. Most people actually agreed with him. Next, on March 25th, Elon tweeted, "Free speech is essential to a functioning democracy. Do you believe Twitter rigorously adheres to this principle?" Most people agreed with Elon at 70%. And then Elon said, "The consequences of this poll will be important. Please vote carefully." And if you note this, Elon Musk had already purchased, right, his 9.2% of Twitter stock by the time he made this tweet. All right, March 26, 2022, the day after, Elon says, "Given that Twitter serves as a de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy. What should be done?" And then he tweets, replying to that, "Is a new platform needed?" All right, so why is Twitter important to Elon Musk? First, Twitter is kind of like the center of public discourse, and Elon has referred to this many times in the past. There's profound implications if Twitter or other social media platforms use bias or censorship to steer discussion, which ultimately will steer the direction of the future of, right, society and the world. Next, free speech is an important central tenet to preserve democracy and freedom. This runs counter, right, to censorship and dictatorship. And a question a lot of people will be asking is this going to be a distraction or is it going to be a worthwhile pursuit? Here's a quote from a recent Elon Musk interview. He said, "I do whatever I think is most likely to ensure that the future is good for humanity." All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. First, this is a bold move by Elon Musk. Elon already runs Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Company. And now he's making a big bet to try to reform Twitter. And it's probably not going to be an easy road. Twitter already has its own culture, leadership, and a very long history of how they got to where they are. And Elon's values and approaches are clearly different and unique compared to Twitter's leadership. And Elon probably doesn't want to become CEO of Twitter either. So the challenge is, as the largest Twitter shareholder, how can he enable the change and reform he wants? My hunch is the most logical path would be for Elon to talk with the largest Twitter shareholders, those at Vanguard, Morgan Stanley, BlackRock, etc., and to say, "Hey, what do you think Twitter can do better?" And then Elon would listen to them, agree on certain points, and ask if they would support a vote to make him chairman of the board so he can enact some of those changes along with others. If Elon can gather enough backing, then he or someone else could make a shareholder proposal at Twitter's next shareholder meeting to vote Elon Musk as the new chairman of the board. An alternate approach would be to do more private negotiations with Twitter's board to arrange for some kind of reform or change. Either way, I don't see Elon remaining a passive investor in Twitter. He spent $3 billion $1,000 not to support the current policies at Twitter. Rather, he spent $3 billion, a decent chunk of change, so that he can have influence to make important changes. And this is going to set up a very, very interesting next year as we see the battle for the future of Twitter play out. I'm a strong proponent of free speech and its role in preserving democracy, and I have major concerns about censorship and bias in the big social media platform. So I'm on Team Elon Musk regarding this issue, and I think it's a worthwhile endeavor to pursue. Some might argue that it's a distraction and Elon has enough on his plate already. That's true for most people, but for Elon, it's all about trying to increase the probabilities that the future will be good, and he's not afraid to take big risks if he thinks the risks are justified and worth it. Sure, there's always the risk this all snowballs into a huge distraction and mess, but there's also the chance this significantly impacts the future of Twitter, public discourse, and freedom in a positive way. And in that light, I think this is Elon Musk doing what he thinks will improve the future of humanity. He's not afraid of possibly failing because for him, the stakes of not trying are just too high. All right, hope that was helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.